heard it all wrong. Well, I am happy to be here tonight. Not sure how long my voice is going to hold out. I pray that I may bring some scriptures to us that be of help to us in the day and the time that we are living in. I know it seemed like I've had some of the same scriptures on my mind the past few months. So I know I need to ask an interest in your prayers, because I know probably some of the scriptures I'll be using are some that I used before. I don't think I could bring out anything new to everyone here tonight. But what some of it has been, seems like, in the time that we're living in and so many things going on around us is a time for us to prepare. And I know that's been on my mind a lot, because I guess I probably look at myself. Am I prepared before the Lord? And I'm going to go to John and read a scripture. Again, I know it's one that we all know. John in the 14th chapter, reading the first four verses. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And as I read that, I believe it shows that love that the Lord has for his creation, that he has gone to prepare a place for us, and tells us, if I do go to prepare a place for you, I will return again and receive you on to myself. And I know that's where we want to be. We want to be with the want to be following the scriptures, commandments that he has given to us. Be following him to draw closer, cleave unto him. Keep us in that straight way before him. And going on, it's good to read the whole chapter, but I'm not going to. But going to the 15th verse. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And I know we have all felt that Spirit from the Lord. And I know he will lead us and guide us and direct us if we will follow him. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. Going to the 27th verse. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I know that in that, that our faith and our trust and our love needs to be in the Lord. I believe that's where we want it to be. As I had said earlier that some of what's been on my mind is, as the Lord has gone to prepare a place for us, how important it is for us to prepare ourselves to meet Him. We know that we don't know. We know we're living in those days, but we don't know the exact time the Lord will return. And we need to be preparing ourselves that we will be ready when He is. I'd like to go into the Book of Mormon, just read a couple short scriptures on preparing. First one's on page 346. It sits, Selma, 9th chapter. I think I'll read the 40 and 41st verse. And we see that death cometh upon mankind, yea, the death which has been spoken of by Amulek, which is the temporal death. Nevertheless, there was a space granted unto man in which he might repent. Therefore, this life became a probationary state, a time to prepare to meet God. Time to prepare to meet, prepare for that endless state, which is after, which has been spoken of by us, which is after the resurrection of the dead. And also on page 430, this is in Alma, 16th chapter, verse 228-29. For behold, this life is the time for men to prepare to meet God. Yea, behold, the day of this life is a day for men to perform their works. And now as I said unto you before, as ye have so many witnesses, therefore I beseech you that you do not procrastinate the day of your repentance unto the end. Again, at verse 228, this life is a time for men to perform, is men to prepare to meet God. And I think a lot of times I keep thinking on that because I look at myself and ask myself, am I prepared to meet the Lord? Am I doing those things that He wants me to? And I know that is all of our desires. And I'd like to bring out tonight some scriptures on what we do need to be doing. I know it is our desire to be following the Lord's commandments, His scriptures that He has given unto us, to draw us closer to Him, to keep us in the straight and narrow path that we have entered into before. And I know I think a little bit of, and some of the thought why the prepares on my mind is, I remember a dream. I tried to find it and I couldn't find it. A dream Brother Placido had a few years ago. I know it was on CCEG, but I'm not very good on computers, so someplace I lost it. But I think he was thinking about the dream and maybe praying about it. And the thought came to him, it's preparation. He said, I need to be preparing. And I believe that the Lord did say to him, prepare, and I might be wrong on this, but prepare because I'm coming soon. And again, I know that's where we want to be, is preparing. And I had another dream that has made me think of this. And it's one that was, it says, a dream given Marvin Ely on February 2nd, 1975. In this dream, I knew it was conference time. A thought came to me that I might be asked to preach. I sat down in front of a small table and was concerned over the possibility of preaching. I began to write notes on a piece of paper. And it doesn't say here where he was, or he doesn't say where he was, but the surrounding I was in was outdoors, and perhaps and many people were milling around me, concerned mainly with the cares and activities of life. Then for some reason, I moved to another location and again sat down. I took a small piece of paper from my billfold and again began to write notes. A person offered me a larger piece of paper, but I indicated that what I had was sufficient. This time I had no table, but used a box which had been turned up on end. Again, there were people about me, little mindful of our day, and were engaged in various activities of life, which seemed to be taking most all of their time. The thought came to me of the importance of taking time to prepare for this day in which we live, which precedes the time of the end and the second coming of Christ. As I sat there, the Holy Spirit came over me, and tears ran down my cheeks, for I was very concerned about this people. Then this was impressed upon me as to the condition of this people, same as if they had told me that they would prepare at a more convenient day, for now they were too busy. Then it came to me that there would be no more convenient day than the present day. The words came to me that this was all the time there was to prepare, and that there would be no more time given to I know that I had to preach this message. Then I heard the words, "Enter in, thou good and faithful servant." I believe this means those who will prepare. At this point, I was awakened, and only then did I realize that this was a dream, for it had been so real. Again, when I was reading that, it just made me think, am I doing the things of my Heavenly Father? Or do I let myself get involved with the things around me to take away that time that I have with the Lord, the time to be preparing myself and doing the things that are right and pleasing before Him? And I know that years ago that I had experience when I know I wasn't attending services. That's been a long time ago now. Or going to church like I should. And the Lord let me know that I needed to be going to church. I needed to be reading His scriptures, studying His scriptures. And I've tried to do that ever since, be doing those things that are pleasing before Him. And I'm thankful at that time that I did listen to Him. I think it's been a blessing to me. I'd like to go to the Book of Mormon, start in reading few scriptures. Again, I know they're all scriptures that we all know, that we want to be following, that are given to us to draw us closer to the Lord. Like I said, to keep us in the straight way before Him. I'm going to start on page 161. This is I think it's 2 Nephi. 2nd book of Nephi, 13th chapter. starting with the 7th verse. And now, if the Lamb of God, he being holy, should have need to be baptized by water to fulfill all righteousness, well then how much more have we, being unholy, to be baptized with water? Be baptized, yea, even with water. And now I would ask of you, my beloved brother, wherein the Lamb of God did fulfill all righteousness, and being baptized by water, know ye not that he was holy? Notwithstanding, he being holy, he showeth unto the children of men that according to the flesh he humbled himself before the Father, and witnesses unto the Father that he would be obedient, keeping his commandments. Wherefore, after he was baptized with water, the Holy Ghost descended upon him in the form of a dove. And again it showeth unto the children of men the straightness of the path, and the narrowness of the gate by which they should enter. He having set the example, and he said unto the children of men, follow thou me. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, can we follow Jesus, say we shall be willing to keep the commandments of the Father. And I wanted to read this mainly to bring out that the Lord is setting the example for us through the scriptures. He's given us the examples to follow. And it comes back to us. Be following. And going over to the next page, 160, chapter 13, 162, starting with the 18th verse. But behold, my beloved brethren, thus came the voice of the Son unto me, saying, after ye have repented of your sins, and witness unto the Father that ye are willing to keep my commandments by baptism of water, and have received the baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost, and can speak with a new tongue, yea, even the tongue of angels, and after this should deny me, it would have been better for you that ye had not known me. And I heard a voice from the Father saying, yea, the words of my beloved are true and faithful. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. And now, my beloved brethren, I know this, that unless a man shall endure to the end and follow the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved. Again, I know we want to be following the example for Heavenly Father. And that example is he did. Lord, he did follow the commandments of our Heavenly Father. And that example is for us, so we need to be following. That example he's given to us is the scriptures, the commandments, that Holy Spirit that he has given unto us. Lead us and direct us. Or for this cause have they been shown unto me, that you might know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism by water. Then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and the Holy Ghost. And then are ye in the straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate. Ye have done according to the commandments of the Father, the Son. Again, I know that's where we want to be. Straight, narrow path before the Lord. I'm going to go over to page 215. This is Mosiah, first chapter. And this is a scripture I normally read at the end of a sermon. But I thought I'd read it for today. I know, again, this is where we want to be before the Lord. I think here I'll start on verse 86. O all ye old men and ye young men and ye little children, who can understand my words, for I have spoken plain unto you, that ye might understand. I pray that ye should awake to a remembrance of the awful situation of those that have fallen into transgression. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. And again, I know that's where we want to be before the Lord. We want to be in that blessed and happy state, doing his work. Again, following the scriptures, his commandments that he has given to us. For behold, they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. Again, I know this is where we want to be. Oh, remember that these things are true, for the Lord God has spoken. I'd also like to continue over on page 220 in the book. This is Mosiah, second chapter. And I think I'll start with the ninth verse. This is King Benjamin. I say unto you, if ye have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and his matchless power and his wisdom and his patience and long-suffering towards the children of men. And I think we can see that verse as we look around us in the world today and see the things that are happening. The Lord can see the things that are happening. Patience that he does have. And also the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord. And we know that's where our trust needs to be. Trust needs to be in the Lord. I think if we look around and again in the world today, that people are putting their trust in man, but our trust needs to be in the Lord. And should be diligent in keeping his commandments and continue in the faith even unto the end of his life. I mean the life of the mortal body. I say that this is the man who receives salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, whichever were ever since the fall of Adam, who are whoever shall. Whoever shall be, even unto the end of the world. This is the means whereby salvation cometh. And there is none other salvation save that which has been spoken of. Neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved, except the conditions which I have told you. Believe in God. Believe that he is, that he created all things, both in heaven. Believe that he has all wisdom and power, both in heaven and earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all the things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins and forsake them, and humble yourselves before God, and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now if ye believe all these things, see that you do them. And I believe that is where we want to be. Last verse. See that you do them. See that we are following again the commandments, the scriptures, the spirit he has given us to lead us and direct us in this time that we have. We knew what we would be in need of, and he has given that to us in the scriptures. Commandments to lead us and direct us. Again, it comes back to us doing them. Again, that's maybe why a lot of this is on my mind so often, is questioning myself, am I doing all? doing that. I'd like to continue a little farther over into Mosiah, starting in the third chapter. It's on the next page. And I'll start with verse 1. Now it came to pass that when King Benjamin had thus spoken to his people, he sent among them, desiring to know of his people if they believed the words which he had spoken unto them. And they all cried with one voice, saying, Yea, we believe all the words which thou hast spoken unto us. And also we know of their surety and truth, because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continue. Again, I know that's where we want to be. And we ourselves also, through the infinite goodness of God and manifestations of His Spirit, have great views of that which is to come, and were expedient we could prophesy of. And it is the faith which we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us, and has brought us to this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceedingly great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do His will, to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He shall command us all the remainder of our life. We may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as has been spoken by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And I know, again, this is where we want to be. We have entered into that covenant with God to be obedient to His commandments in all things that He should command. All the remaining. Again, we want that, be doing that. And again, we know that this time has been given to us for that. I am to prepare to meet Him. And there's, for behold, this day He has spiritually begotten you, for you say your hearts are changed through faith on His name. Therefore, you are born of Him and have become His sons and daughters. And under this head, you are made free, and there's no other head whereby you can be made free. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore, I would that you should take upon you in the name of Christ all you that have entered into the covenant with God and should be obedient unto the end. Again, where we want to be. And going over to the 21st verse. Therefore, I would that ye should be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, that Christ the Lord Omnipotent may seal you His. You may be brought to heaven, that you may have everlasting salvation and eternal life through the wisdom, power, and justice and mercy of Him who created all things in heaven and in earth, who is God above all. Again, I know that's where we want to be. It says here in the first line, steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works, doing those things that are right and pleasing before our Heavenly Father, doing that which should draw us closer. I'd like to go over to page 451 in the book. Read just one verse. It's Alma 19, verse 71. Now the degrees of God are unalterable. Therefore the way is prepared that whosoever will, who will walk, may walk therein and be saved. Sorry, my glasses bug me a little bit. They're new glasses. To me, that verse just says a lot. To me, that decrees of God, his scriptures, commandments. They don't change, they're unalterable. And that's here. Therefore, the way is prepared, and we know that he has prepared the way. He has given us the example, he's given us the scriptures to follow, that whosoever will, choice is ours, it comes to ours. Last part of that, I believe this is where we want to may walk therein and be saved. And I know it is, we want to be doing those things that are right and pleasing before him. I'd like to go over to the Bible and read a few scriptures. And scriptures that have been given to us to help us in our desire to be following these commandments that he has given to us. Like I said, they've all been given to us for our help, Lord, knowing what we would be in need of and what we are in need of. Go over to 1 John, the 5th chapter. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth God, that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. We know they're not grievous. Again, we know they've been given to us for our whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, again, that's where our hearts are. I'd like to go back into Colossians, in the 1st chapter, now again, is that to help us in this time that we are living in, draw us closer to the Lord? I think I'll start with the first verse here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I know privacy, repeating myself a lot, but this is again where we want to be, those saints and faithful brethren. Be faithful before him and in him. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have to all the saints. And I, that third verse, as they were praying for those there, that I believe we're being blessed. We can pray for one another, those who are in need, knowing that the Lord hears our prayers and answers them. And the love which you have to all the saints. And I know that I have felt that love from brothers and sisters here, and brothers and sisters, and some of the locals I've visited, you always feel that love, brothers and sisters. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it does also in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learn of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I know that's something that we need to pray for always. Be filled with that knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience, with long suffering with patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers, all things were created by. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. Know that Christ is that. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in him he might have, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable sight. That 21st verse, what we need to be doing. If we continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and I know that's where we want to be, having that faith and being grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope gospel. And hope is with the Lord, in the Lord, and to be with them, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I'd like to just go over a few verses into chapter 3 and just read a few verses. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on the things of the earth. And I know that's where we want to set our those things that come from the Lord, spiritual things. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ. When Christ is our life, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him. Again, where we want to be. And going down to the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, again, what we need to be doing. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And I know that we need that charity in our lives. And I know if we go to the Book of Mormon, it tells us that that charity is pure love of Christ. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Again, we want to be one before him. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We know that all praise and thanks go to our Heavenly Father, to our Lord. I know as I look at myself, and I have so many things to be thankful for, and I know a lot of times I wonder if I really realize all the things I need to be thankful for. Going over to 2 Timothy. In the third chapter, I was going to read the first five verses, but I think we know the time that we are living in. I think I'm going to the 17th verse, or the 12th verse, I'm sorry. The 13th verse. Again, this is, again, what we need. As evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I know that's, again, working at perfection, having the Lord in our life and doing things that will draw us closer unto him. I think I'll go over to read one more scripture in Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, 1 Thessalonians. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. And again, to me, that is, we need to be prepared. We know the time, the day and the time we're living in. We know the things are happening around us. Ye are the light. Ye are all the children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others. Again, but let us watch and be sober. Again, be prepared. For they that sleep in the night, they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Again, I know that is our hope. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Again, be prepared. And we beseech you, brothers, to know them which labor among you, and to esteem them very highly in love for the word's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Having that unity. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble mind, support the weak. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. Follow that which is good, both among yourselves and rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. I know we need that also, to be praying, ceasing. I'd like to go back in closing and read one more scripture in the Book of Mormon. Pray that I may have brought out a few scriptures tonight. Help us in the day and time that we are living in. Help us to draw closer to the Lord. Prepare ourselves in the time we're in. Do the things that are pleasing before our Heavenly Father. I'm going to page 683. This is fourth book of Nephi. First chapter. I'm going to read the 13th verse and then go to the 17th. And they did not walk anymore after the performances. This is after the Lord was here. They did not walk anymore after the performances and the ordinances of the law of Moses. But they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing fasting and prayer, and in meeting together off both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. And I believe that's good instruction for us in this dying time that we're in. But they did walk after the commandments which they had received from their Lord and their God, continuing in fasting and prayer and meeting together off both to pray and to hear the word of the Lord. I'm going over to 17th verse. It came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. I know that's where we want to be before. That love of God in our hearts. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lions, no murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there cannot be a happier people among all the people who have been created by the hand. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites, nor any manner of ites. But they were in one the children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. Going back to that first verse, it tells us why. And it came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I had just a little thing here I was going to read that I know I've read before when we see the things going on around us in the world. I'd seen this in front of a church on Chrysler, just a little thing in the front yard. Don't let others' bad choices steal your joy in Christ. Don't let the things in the world, things around us, steal that love, that joy that we have in the Lord. Let us keep in that straight and narrow path that we have entered in before Him. I'd like to also read a song. It's number 114. We thank Thee, O God, for Thy Spirit to guide us in these latter days. We thank Thee for sending the gospel to lighten our minds with its rays. We thank Thee for every blessing bestowed by Thy bounteous hands. We feel it a pleasure to serve Thee and love to obey Thy commands. When dark clouds of trouble hang over us and threaten our peace to destroy, there is hope smiling brightly before us, and we know that deliverance is nigh. We doubt not the Lord nor His goodness. We proved Him in days that are past. The wicked who fight against Zion will surely be smitten at last. We'll sing of His goodness and mercy. We'll praise Him by day and night, rejoice in His glorious gospel, and bask in His life-giving light. Thus on to eternal perfection, the honest and faithful will go, while those who reject this glad message shall never such happiness know. Thank you.